Psalm 106, and I'll just read the first three verses. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth all His praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. May God help us in an understanding of His Word and give to us hearts that are thankful for His grace and mercy, care and kindness. We determined as a session, as your elders, that we would have a time of emphasis on Thanksgiving, because God has truly been gracious to us as families, as individuals, and as a congregation. And we think also that God has been very gracious to us as a community. And so we wanted to take time to give praise to God for His kindness and goodness to us. And it seemed appropriate that we should take a portion of the Psalter, like that which is before us, to give praise to God. And this particular psalm begins with this refrain, praise the Lord, and it ends with the very same words, praise the Lord. The intervening verses, the intervening text, has to do with the sinfulness of Israel on repeated occasions and the mercy of God in bringing the people of God into a state of grace and mercy. And isn't that the case with each one of us? Who of us can say that we are perfect and that we have led a life of perfection, even as those who strive to be followers of Jesus Christ? I certainly wouldn't say that, and I dare say that each of you would be of the same mind. None of us is perfect. We would acknowledge that, and we stumble in many ways. And thanks be unto God that He picks us up again and carries us forward. And so, even in the context of this particular psalm, the words with which it begins are quite appropriate. Are they not? Look at them again. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth His praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. And so our theme is simply that theme of thanksgiving. And as I have it at the head of the outline, give thanks to God for His goodness and kindness. That's each of us. Give thanks to God for His goodness and kindness by emulating His goodness and kindness in your daily life. That's one way that you can do it and I can do it. And that's one of the things that the psalmist draws us to. And the first thing that we see in the psalm is, in the first verse, that we give thanks to God because He is good. Oh, praise the Lord. Give thanks to God, for He is good. The good God has a good reason for all that He does in this world. It was interesting to me as we sang that last psalm selection that the psalmist says that God may even take us through times of trouble and distress, but His mercy and His grace, we may say, is no less to us, His people. And isn't that good? Even as we look at the context of Thanksgiving in our own country, it's in this same situation of suffering, some distress, and people giving thanks to God for His goodness. I just looked at the article in the World Book Encyclopedia, and here's what it says about Thanksgiving. The first American Thanksgiving Day was celebrated during the second winter the Plymouth colonists spent in the New World. The first dreadful winter in Massachusetts had killed nearly half of the members of the colony. But new hope grew up in the summer of 1621. The corn harvest brought rejoicing. Governor William Bradford decreed that December 13th, 1621, be set aside as a day of feasting and prayer to show the gratitude of the colonists, that God, even though a number were taken, that God was gracious to them. During the Revolutionary War, 8 special days of thanks were observed for victories and for being saved from dangers. On November 26, 1789, President George Washington issued a general proclamation for a day of thanks. And it was a day of thanksgiving to God for His goodness in the midst of a terrible war situation and for the salvation which God was pleased to bring. In 1863, President Lincoln issued a proclamation setting aside the last Thursday of November in that year, quote, as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our gracious Father. And it was a day to give thanks to God for His goodness, even in this time of war-torn strife. And then the same article says that Congress finally ruled that after 1941, the fourth Thursday of November would be observed as Thanksgiving Day and be a legal holiday. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And as we said repeatedly in the refrain from the psalm we read earlier, for His loving kindness is everlasting. And certainly this is the case. The good God has a good reason for all that He does, and we can give thanks that this is the case. We give thanks to God because of His loving kindness, not simply because of general benefits, but because of His loving kindness. And the term loving kindness in the psalm, which is so often found in the psalm, may be also translated covenant love. And it is the mercy and grace that is received by the people of God as a result of being in covenant with God. And of course, that's one reason we're gathered together today, is it not? As members of the body of Christ, as those who profess faith in Jesus Christ, who is our great covenant head and leader and king, He is the one who paid the penalty due to us for our sins. He is the one who, in covenant with God, led a perfect life for us. And we are drawn into fellowship with Him by the precious Holy Spirit. And we are given new life by God through the Holy Spirit. And we have all the privileges of a covenant relationship with God. We are in covenant with Him. The blood that was shed was the blood of the covenant. And we can say, we are His people. And He is our God. And when we come on a Lord's Day morning and enter into worship, we may with full hearts enter into prayer and say, Our Father, who art in heaven. As a member of that covenant fellowship and family, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. I say in the outline then, if you have experienced God's goodness, you can praise Him by speaking of His mighty deeds. And this is what the psalmist says in the form of a question. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord? Can you? Can you speak of things which God has done? As I pondered this just a little bit, I was constrained to think of our coming to Sterling some 12 years ago. And I remember very well when we lived in Hutchinson, and we had a period of months in which we were able to sustain our lives as we knew those lives in Hutchinson, but when the money ran out, we didn't know what we would do. And a former pastor of this particular congregation called me one day and he said, Denny, I want you to know that I'm resigning. And I wanted you to know that before you got it through the grapevine. I wanted you to get it directly. And I fell off my chair. I really did. Because in God's providence, as you know, and I know full well, the result was our family moving to Sterling. And I can say, therefore, with a full heart, praise the Lord. Because God is good. We had no idea what we were going to be doing. God knew. And perhaps you didn't know either what we were going to be doing. But God knew. And we're so grateful to God that this is the case. So give thanks to the Lord. For He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Now I'm sure that you could also tell a story or two about God's goodness to you, bringing you to Sterling College and how that was accomplished, providing for you your employment in this area and how that was accomplished. And I would venture to say that in a few months, some of you sitting in this auditorium will be giving thanks to God because as you sit here now, you have no earthly idea what God has in store for you, but God in His mercy and grace will open the appropriate doors and you'll have that employment. We have a daughter in Bloomington, Indiana, in law school, who just accepted a position in Evansville, Indiana. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His loving kindness is everlasting. And if you have experienced the loving kindness of God, you can praise Him for His covenant love, can you not? Oh, I would say yes. Because that covenant love of God is a love of God that encompasses not only individuals, but encompasses families. And so good it is that this is the case. And so many of us sitting in this auditorium this morning can give thanks to God for children and grandchildren who have made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ and have committed themselves by the grace of God to Jesus Christ and are raising their families in turn to follow Christ. And I myself can give thanks for that. And I remember our three girls making a profession of faith years ago in a little church in southeast Kansas. And I wondered at the time whether or not they really understood what they were doing. I suppose that some of you have been in that circumstance too. And I'm thankful to God that at least in our case, in our family, we see these young ladies serving Christ in their respective situations. The covenant love of God. And perhaps in your circumstance, there's a child that hasn't followed through on a profession of faith. What does the Bible say? Look at it again. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Does the loving kindness, the covenant love of God cease? No, it doesn't. And so what does that mean? Pray. Pray for those children and continue to pray for those children. God's covenant love is not shut off like a faucet. And if you read through the remainder of Psalm 106, you see full well the many sins of Israel and how God was faithful, although in many instances the people themselves were not faithful. And so God's covenant love does not terminate. Although we may not follow Him adequately. And so we pray, O God, be pleased in Your mercy and grace to fulfill Your promise in the life of these young men and women who may not be following You today as they ought. But, O God, do Your work. Make it happen, O God, in their hearts, that they may know You and follow You as they should. Do not step back from Your promise, O God of the covenant. Pray. Pray. Look again at our text. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord or show forth all His praise? There's a sense in which that's a rhetorical question. And the answer is, how can we show forth all praise and give thanks to God for all of His mighty deeds? It would be impossible to do it all. But we don't have to do it all. And we can give thanks to God for His goodness. Think of just in the past week or two, those surgeries that have been completed at the hands of men trained in those skills, in the providence of God, and those of us who have had, by the grace of God, the benefit of that training, and are better for it now. And we can give thanks for that. And we can give thanks to God for the bounty of food and supply that we have. Irma and I spent yesterday in Lawrence. And on the way back, we stopped in a restaurant in Salina. And I've been there before, but Irma had not been there before. And so we picked out this particular place. And when we sat down at the table with full plates, after viewing four or five buffet lines that were just full, I exclaimed, You know, it's almost obscene, the amount of food that's here. And the bounty that's present. It was just extraordinary. And we ate. And we enjoyed it. And we gave thanks to God for that provision. And it is bounteous. And we think of the food that we're about to partake of in our own building here. And when we take a step back just a moment, we can realize that God has given us the degree of health that we can sit around those tables. And that God has given us the wherewithal, the financial ability to bring that food to the table. And God has blessed us in abundant ways. Who can tell of the great things of God? You can and I can. And I'm thankful that that's the case. And I'll tell you what. I'm thankful as I look at you this morning. I'm thankful for the evident work of grace in the lives of people sitting here and how God has been pleased in His mercy to grant strength in tough situations, to grant regeneration and newness of life in particular hearts, to have sustained men and women in this congregation over decades, decades in service to Christ. And we give thanks that this is the case. Again, our text. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth all His praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Well, at least part of the answer to the question, who can do these things? Who can give forth that praise? The answer is people of God who are blessed of God, who have His Word and are possessed by His Spirit, and who are able in this way to keep justice and practice righteousness at all times. Dear friends in Christ, one of the good ways that you can give thanks to God is not only by testifying with your lips about the goodness of God, but it is how you live day by day by the grace of God, that you do your job faithfully, that you accomplish your studies faithfully, that you day by day do that which is right and proper in the community. I'm struck by the fact in a rather overwhelming way that years ago, when I was working in an office for Travelers Insurance Company as an engineer and had the opportunity to train other engineers, unbeknownst to me, other individuals, other men in the office were watching me. And I learned later that they were watching me carefully. Had I known this, I'd I've been a little bit nervous about it, I think. But after I had received a call to pastoral service, I also received a letter from the wife of one of the men who I trained in that office. And she said to me, "Thank you. Thank you for the way you carried out your work, because your life was instrumental in the conversion of my husband." And I cried. That's what happens. Look at the text again. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord? Or can show forth His praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. It's a mighty thing when God uses a poor earthen vessel in the spiritual conversion of someone else. But that's what God does. And I'm sure you also could testify of occasions where this is the case. Praise the Lord. The text again. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord? Or can show forth His praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. And again we end with that simple exclamation, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, give us hearts to praise You, to laud You, yes, to love You, because certainly You are good, and certainly Your loving kindness is everlasting. And caught up in Your love, O God, the tokens of which are all around us, in family and friends and what we have at Your hand, caught up in Your love, we know that we will never, ever be separated from it. And so we do praise You and give You thanks. Hear us, we ask, and accept praise from our lips, and make our lives, we ask, a simple praise to You. In Jesus' name, amen.